recording this, or are we going to start? Read my mind. Okay, so today we're going to discuss about relapse prevention. Why do we keep relapsing, and why can't we stay sober? What is it that keeps triggering us and keeps making us going out there? And from my own experience, I can just tell you my own story on that thing, you know. And I come to AA, as many people heard for many times, is to relive my life, to find out where I'd gone wrong, to find out why I couldn't stop drinking and why couldn't I stay stopped. Because many times I'd got a week or a month or 2 months or 2 weeks, but ultimately always went back and I always relapsed and I couldn't understand. And the funny thing is, Chloe picked that reading of the doctor's opinion, and it says, we become restless, irritable, discontent. We're not at peace with oneself. So therefore we looked for an outside fix. And what we do is we fix again back on alcohol, and it's cunning, baffling, powerful. And what that means is, once I start, I can't stop. I get a sense of ease and comfort for one or two drinks, but ultimately, I don't remember the consequences. And ultimately, there's always problems and disasters, and the list goes on. The list goes on of the failures that I do when I'm drinking, or whilst I'm drunk, or even when I'm not drunk. So, how did I stop, and how did I stay stopped? And let me tell you, I'm 24 years sober, and over the years I've been sober, I've seen many hundreds and thousands come in and go. They just don't stick around. They just don't do the work. And I've picked a little bit out of the big book to read, and it's the warnings that we have on page 58 that I'm going to get to in a minute. And in that reading that Chloe read, the doctor's opinion said we want that sense of ease and comfort. So we're restless, irritable, discontented, and we think that a drink is going to fix us. So some people come to AA, they may get 2 months or 3 months, they may do the first three steps. They're going to feel a little better and look a little bit better, and life's going great. But unless you complete the program, unless you get the promises and the rewards from the program, you will drink again. And the chapter more about alcoholism is all about that. The time and the place will come if you do not clean house, if you do not find a God or a higher power. That time will come 100%. 100%. I talk a lot about step one to people. You know, the thing with alcoholism and alcoholics, when we come to AA, we don't really understand what the problem is and why we keep drinking. So many come in and they'll take the first three steps and they don't really understand how important step one is. And for 50 pages in the big book, it explains this is the problem. This is why we keep doing it. And ultimately, what Chloe read out there, the next paragraph said in what she read is, unless we can experience an entire psychic change, there's very little hope. And you know what that means in layman's terms? It means we're going to die. For us to drink is to die. I've never known an alcoholic come to AA and then go off and drink successfully. Never. Never known that. I've seen many people come here. They do a little bit of time, they get a little bit of service, they get a sponsor, and they start doing the work. They take their foot off the gas because life's going great. They get a sense of ease and comfort just watching TV and not doing nothing and just having a good meal. And then suddenly a problem arises. They can't face a trauma, they can't face a problem. They pick a drink up and they come back and say, I've relapsed. And I ask them, why? What did you stop doing? Because we give you a list of, I'm not going to say what it is, instructions of what to do. We need to be praying. We need to be reading the book. We need to be attending meetings, doing service. And the most important thing is we need to find a sponsor, somebody that we can work with, somebody that's going to understand and help us. And our job as sponsors is to take the new people by the hand and lead you through the program of recovery, lead you to the power that's going to solve your problem. I announce myself in meetings as recovered. Let me tell you, it arouses a bit of antipathy. It arouses a bit of prejudice with people because they think I'm saying I'm cured. That's not what I'm saying. I drink because I haven't got the power to stop. I haven't got the power within me to stay stopped, which is why I come to AA. And everybody that comes to AA, when you come through them doors, my job is to interview you, to find out what you're drinking inside, to find out your habits, what the traits are. Why do you do it? Why can't you stop? Do you really want to stop? Are you willing to go to any length? Do you believe in God? Do you not? I'm going to ask you all these questions. I'm going to find out about your drinking. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you a bit about my story, why I drank, and then why I couldn't stop, and why I come to AA. And then what I've done at AA to keep me sober. That's what I'm going to tell you. You know, in AA, what we do, we offer you hope. We offer you a way out. We can absolutely agree. If you ask Nikki and Alia and Shelley and a few other people here and Claire that have got sobriety under their belt, they will tell you if you follow the path, if you take the 12 steps and adhere to the principles that you're going to live by, we promise you, you do not have to drink again. Never have to drink again. It doesn't even enter my mind to go and get drunk. I don't have to fix on outside things. Why? Because I'm not restless, irritable, discontented. And why am I not like that? Because I've worked the 12 steps of AA, because I attend meetings and do service. And at 30 years old, I've been doing it quite a few years, right? I kept coming back and I wanted to stay. And Alia and the others will say, stick and stay. What does it mean? Let's get busy. Let's get the program done. I'm just going to read a little bit from page 58. And 58 is chapter 5 in the book, and it says how it works. And I'm just going to describe just some of this to you of why we relapse and why we don't. It says, rarely have we seen a person fail that's thoroughly followed our path. You know what that means? In the early days of AA, when the people come through the door, the alcoholics, 50% come to AA and stayed, and they died sober. The next 25% turned up, they stayed and they relapsed and they come back, but then they stayed. We had a success rate of 75% that would come to AA, would get a sponsor, would go through the steps, would do a bit of service, and would die sober. Today, we've got 92 people in the meeting. And we estimate today in AA 3 to 10%. That's probably five of us in this meeting that would die sober. So I asked the people that I sponsor, I asked the newcomer, how desperate are you? How willing are you? How much do you want to live? There's no cure for alcoholism. There's no magic pill you can take. You can go and see a therapist. You can do all sorts of other things. In AA, we have one way. We have one message. The important is you understand that the condition that you suffer with will kill us. 100% guaranteed. Guaranteed. It then says, those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not give themselves to this simple program. AA is full of cannots and will nots. Well, I'm sort of all right, and I don't really want to do a step four, and I can't make that meeting, and I can't do this, and I won't. Listen, how willing are you? If someone's got cancer, and you said that this cancer victim, come to AA. Come and sit in two meetings a week and read this book and phone up Claire and phone up Alia once a week. Phone them up and check in and make sure you're all right. And phone up and help somebody else and you will live forever. Every cancer victim will take that opportunity because they want to live. We're the idiots. We're the insane ones that are going to test it. Well, I don't really need it. And I've done a meeting last night. I don't need one tonight. And I can't do service because I can't, and I can't, and I can't, and I will not, and I cannot. And they are the ones that page 58 warns us about. They cannot give themselves to the simple program. The program that we work, let me tell you one thing, people. It's a design for living. It's not difficult. When you complete the 12 steps, it's easy. It's easy to maintain it. I only had to do one step four, one visit of my life story, deal with the issues of my past, find a God or find a power, get a sense of ease and comfort within. A peace in my heart that I cannot describe, you cannot buy. You have to work for. I sponsor people 6 to 8 weeks, maybe 10 weeks in some cases, and we're done. We've solved the drink problem. You need never drink again. Your job is to work with somebody else. Today is easy. We have Zoom. Let me tell you, when I first got sober, we didn't have Zoom. I had to get on my cycle because I was on a drink drive ban, obviously, right? That's part of the course for us. I'm on a drink drive ban for 3 years, and I'm cycling to meetings in the rain, in the snow, going to help other people, picking people up, taking them to meetings. It was hard work. It made me want to do it. Today's easy. I can sit on Zoom in my pajamas, my dressing gown. I don't even have to do my hair anymore. I can sit on Zoom. I ain't got to put my rollers in. It's easy. It's so easy. It was all set up for us. You just need to be willing to do the work, get the promises, get the rewards. Where's Frank? Frank was here 3 days ago in bits. Frank today is different. We have people that come to this meeting that get involved, that get attached, that do the work. Stephen, loads of people. They come here. And they change because they're willing to do the work. They put the effort in, they get the results. Why don't you do it? Ask yourself deep within, look in that mirror and ask yourself, do you really want to live? Because I can tell you one thing. I can promise you this within this book. It tells us for us to drink is to die. I don't want to die. At 30 years old, I've got a lot of living to do. So I work at it. I do what I have to do. And sometimes I don't want to do it. After 24 years, I think, oh, you know what? I have to do it. Because I know the final chapter of Keith's life if I don't maintain the condition that I've got. It then says this. Men, usually men and women, are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. Who comes to AA and they're honest? We're all dishonest. I'm rotten to the core. I didn't think I had a drink problem. I didn't think it was that bad. But my wife and my friends and my boss and the bank manager, my health all pointed towards there was a problem. You're going to die. I was dying of untreated alcoholism. I was a 19 stone bodybuilder and I come to AA at 12 stone beat, desperate, because I knew I'm going to die. When these newcomers come to meetings, I am straight on them. How can I help? What do you want to do? Are you willing to do it? Here's my hand. Here's my number. Give me a call. It's important we do that. It's important for me to maintain my condition by working with all of you. It's guaranteed. It says in the book, in nothing so more wishes immunity from drinking. So I come to AA. I want to be immune from drink. I don't want a drink problem. I don't even want to think about it. But there's a condition. For me to get that state, there's a 12-step program. We do it fast. We go through fearless and thorough. We need to understand if there's any question you are unsure of, ask it. Because the most silliest, menial question that in your mind will be the one sitting next to you on this box of squares will be the one thinking about it. You may feel it's embarrassing. Just ask the question, right? It says here, yeah, their chances are less than average. What's that mean? That's the 97%, right? They're the ones that are less than average, the ones that are not willing to go to any length. Relapse is not an option. Relapse for us is to die. You are playing with fire every single time you pick a drink up. I have people that go out. I have people that are sponsored that go out and drink. And I tell them, just give me a call. I'm not going to stop you. If you decided you're going to take a drink and I'm sponsoring you, it's fine. Just let me know. And all I'm going to do is remind you why you come to me. Why did you come to AA in the first place? AA is not full of failures or quitters. We ain't people that do that. We're people that are strong-willed. But sometimes before we come to AA, we're a bit misguided, a bit misdirected. We think we can solve any problem. We're bigger than a higher almighty. We know best. The book says King Alcohol. We are shivering denizens of its mad realm. Things we do when we're drunk, untrustworthy, dishonest, inconsiderate. Is that the person you want to stay? Because that will be the person that you're going to die as. I didn't want to die like that. I didn't want to be like that. I had to change. I had to do something about it. I'm going to tell you a story of a friend of mine called Tom. Everyone's heard this story, a lot of people. I was around 10 years sober. This is a very true story and a good friend of mine. This guy was 35 years old and he was 5 years to clean and sober. And he came to work with me on a construction site. Good looking guy. I was in the summer in the UK. It was lovely. He was having a great time. Good job. And it comes to the Friday and Tom had said to me, Keith, I'm going to go and take a drink. I said, Tom, why are you going to do that? Do you not remember where it took you last time? Do you not remember the pain and the suffering that you went through? He said, Keith, this is the last time. I promise I'm never going to take another drink. I just want one more weekend just to remember the good old days and that'll be that. I'll never do it again. I'll see you Monday. And I go, okay, Tom, fine. So off Tom goes on the Friday afternoon. We finished at 3 o'clock. He goes off and he gets himself some booze and other bits and pieces. And I never heard from him all weekend. I phoned him and I text him. No reply. Come Monday, I'm at work. Tom never turned up. No call, no text. And Tuesday. Now I'm worried about Tom. It's been 4 days. I've not heard from Tom. And Tom was a good friend of mine. Didn't live far from me. Tuesday was the same. No call, no text. I tried, no answer. And I get a call on a Wednesday at work from a friend of ours. Said, Keith, about Tom. I went, God, where is he? And I was just about to slate him off. He said, he's died. Alcohol killed Tom. Because Tom truly thought that this last relapse was going to be the one, the last drink he ever took. And it was the last breath that he took. That is the fatality of the illness that we suffer, folks. It's a fatal illness. It's not doing press-ups in the car park. Please don't listen to all that crap. It's a cunning, baffling disease that sits within us that will justify in our mind that next drink, that next reason, that next fix, that trigger, the blame, somebody else. I'm always going to look for any excuse to take a drink. That next one could be the one for any single one of us, me included. I'm 24 years sober, but I still have a healthy fear of where it could take me, what it could do, how bad it could get. I see it in other people. I work with the newcomer because it's important for me to stay in a firing line and understand how bad you are when you come to AA. But sometimes I forget. I have a picture of when I first got sober. I'm 30 now. I got sober at 11. Well, I must have been six. I got sober at six, right? I got a picture, and let me tell you, when I look at the picture, all I see in my eyes is vacancy. It's like that my soul had been took away by the devil, by King Alcohol. That's what I see in that picture. There was no life left within me. There was no way out. And I come to AA and they laid it out. There is an answer. You don't have to feel like that. You don't have to be like that. Everyone in the meeting here today that's gone through the 12 step, you ask them, how different is your life today? When I do a main lead, I tell you what it was like while drinking, what happened when I went through the 12 steps, and what my life is like today. And let me tell you, it's totally different from black and white. The dark days, the hiding, the deceit, the dishonesty, the lying, the dishonesty, the cheating, looking over my shoulder. I remember it like it was yesterday. And it was a long time ago. And what's it like today? I'm free from that. I put my head on the pillow. There is a way out. I'm still sponsoring people at 24 years. I enjoy it. It doesn't take long. If people are willing, it's easy. If people want to resist, then I'm not the one to sponsor you. If you want to do the work, if you want to get well, if you want to live a life beyond your wildest dreams, and I can promise every single one of us in this meeting, if you do the work, if you are willing to go to any lengths, you will soon find the power. You too will recover. You too will get the promises, the reward. It says in page 85, the problem's been removed. It doesn't exist. My mind doesn't go like that. My mind doesn't think that a drink's going to fix it. Because I know, I think about Tom. This is what happened 15 years ago. This is what happened. And it happens to a lot of people that I see. I go to many meetings, let me tell you, even in this group, the turnaround of people that don't stick and stay, that don't get involved, that don't do the work. It's frightful. Frightful. It will get us. It will kill us. The importance of coming to AA, the importance of working with others is paramount. Have I got another 15 minutes, Ruth?
That's time. Sorry, Keith, I mucked up.
That's all right. That's, I'm going to finish on this, right? I just say to a lot of people, you know, come and do the work. Come and get the promises. Get involved in service. Service is really important. You hang around with like-minded people. Let me tell you one quick thing. I'm going to finish on. All of my friends before recovery, I have one person. Out of all of my friends I had before recovery, only one person is in my life today. The rest of my friends, the other three that I've got, are all sober, right? All sober. Come and join us. Any questions, please ask. Come and join us.